This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's been more than 2 years since Bill Enyart made the transition from general to congressman. The Democrat from Belleville was elected to represent a district that includes a big chunk of the Metro East. But Enyart is facing a stiff challenge from Mike Bost, a state representative from Southern Illinois who's trying to parlay voter frustration toward government into electoral success. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum breaks down the highly competitive battle for Illinois' 12th Congressional District.
On a late September day in Granite City, Congressman Bill Enyart is in his element. He's presenting a big ceremonial check to Chestnut Health Systems, a symbol of a grant meant to help homeless veterans. It's an unquestionable change of pace for Enyart, who left his post leading the Illinois National Guard in 2012 to run for the 12th Congressional District seat. The former general sometimes wonders what he got himself into by trading military life for the chaotic world of national politics.
You know, we've seen so much discord in Congress and so much partisanship, and my entire adult career has been spent in trying to solve problems.
But now, Enyart has a political quandary on his hands. The Democratic lawmaker is squaring off against State Representative Mike Bost, a Murfreesboro Republican. He's well aware the turnout that comfortably pushed him into office in 2012 may not replicate itself during a midterm election. Still, the Belleville native says he has something to offer. He says he's done important work on the House's Agriculture and Armed Services Committees. He adds that he's differed from his party on some high-profile issues, such as his advocacy for the 12th District's coal industry.
I remember during the last election cycle, I was asked, am I a liberal or a conservative? And I said, well, I really don't like either one of those labels. I like to think of myself as a pragmatist.
In between campaign stops, Boss sat down to chat in an International House of Pancakes in O'Fallon. Between sips of iced tea, the Marine Corps veteran and firefighter says the uncertain direction of the country compelled him to run against Enyart.
If somebody doesn't start standing up for the jobs and for the future of this United States, we're not going to have the United States that was handed off to us by our parents and our grandparents.
Bost wants to bring stricter scrutiny to regulations from federal departments.
We have kind of given free rein to our bureaucratic groups, EPA, the IRS, all of these, and the only time they have to answer to Congress is when they come back to Congress.
On the surface, the battle between Bost and Enyart shouldn't be that close. The 12th District has been in Democratic hands for decades, and Enyart hasn't made any catastrophic mistakes or become tainted by scandal. Yet most agree that Enyart is one of the most endangered incumbents in the entire country. Kyle Kondik is an analyst with Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball. He says the increasingly conservative tilt of Southern Illinois provides Republicans with a big opportunity.
And if this sort of turns into a parliamentary-style race, just sort of generic D versus R, I think you'd probably rather be the Republican.
One sure sign of the race's vibrancy is how outside political groups have gotten involved. The discourse is almost identical to other hotly contested congressional races, with one exception.
I gotta try to figure out how to vote for my people!
Democratic groups are highlighting furious speeches Bost made in the Illinois House. Enyart says it brings up questions about his opponent's willingness to compromise.
It always helps to have a cool head and act responsibly with the folks who are on the other side of an issue.
But Bost is embracing his fiery addresses. He says they showcase his willingness to fight for his constituents.
I'm not going to be a person who goes there and sits and does nothing. And if you want a person that goes and sits and does nothing and not argue on your behalf, then I'm probably not the guy.
With the clock ticking until November 4th, both candidates are expecting an onslaught of outside ads. But they may take a back seat to voters' views of each national party, which may be the biggest factor in determining who survives after Election Day. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.